Watch out.
Step carefully on the stones. Don't want to get wet.
There we go.
I've died of pneumonia.
There. That wasn't much of a river, more like a noisy stream.
Right. So, we're on the other side of the Shribble. Which way from here? West, through that shallow gorge?
No. The giants mainly live along the side of that gorge. Oh. You might say the gorge was like a street to them. Mm. We do better straight ahead, even though it's a bit steep.
They set out. It was good springy ground for walking and a day of pale winter sunlight. As they got deeper into Ettensmore, their loneliness increased. They halted for a rest and drink in a little hollow by a stream. When they set out again, Jill noticed that the rocky edge of the gorge had drawn nearer, and the rocks were less flat, more upright than they had been. In fact, they were like little towers of rock. And what funny shapes they were.
I do believe that all those stories about giants might have come from those funny rocks.
What do you mean?
If you were coming along here when it was half dark, you could easily think those piles of rocks were giants.
Yes, look at that one. You could almost imagine that lump on top was a head.
It would be rather too big for the body. But it would do well enough for an ugly giant.
And all that bushy stuff. I suppose it's heather and bird's nests, really. They do quite well for hair and beard.
And the things sticking out on each side, they're quite like ears.
They are giants.
What?
Don't stop. Keep straight on. Don't look at them. And whatever you do, don't run. They'll be after us in a moment.
But there must be dozens of them.
What are they doing? Are they aiming those rocks at us?
No, we'd be a good deal safer if they were.
Huh?
They are trying to hit that mound of stones over there on the right. But it's a game they play, about the only one they're clever enough to understand. Won't hit it, you know. Safe enough. They're such very bad shots.
Oh, my.
Stay close together.
Look out!
That was close.
It was a horrible time. There seemed no end to the line of giants, and they never ceased hurling stones, some of which fell extremely close. After about 25 minutes, the giants apparently had a quarrel. This put an end to their game. They stormed and jeered at one another in long, meaningless words of about 20 syllables each. They then hit each other on the head with great clumsy stone hammers, but their skulls were so hard that the hammers bounced off again. By the end of an hour, all the giants were so hurt that they sat down and began to cry. When they sat down, their heads disappeared behind the edge of the gorge so that you saw them no more. But Jill could hear them howling and boo-hooing like great babies even after the place was a mile behind.
I'm afraid we'll have to sleep on the moor tonight. I know the ground is hard and lumpy, but you'll feel more comfortable if you think how very much colder it will be later on and further north.
Thank you, Puddle Glum.